Welcome to One-on-One with the Pros. We have Casey Williams in here from Green Country Village Senior Living Community. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good to see you. Can you believe it's February already?
Yeah, well, you know, a little snow on the ground, yeah.
Yes, you're right. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah. So what's been going on since the last time we met? It was like New Year's or something like that.
It was New Year's, yeah. Yes. And we had a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. Just great time. Got the Christmas decorations down, which is bittersweet. It just looks so festive. But busy, new faces moving into Green Country Village, just wonderful new additions to our community. And that always makes it just fun. And
so we've got some new residents. We've got some new people in the offices, too.
Yep. We have a new executive director, mm-hmm. and she's been here before, but yeah. Her name's Cheryl McComas, and she's hitting the ground running. It's just really been nice to have her around with her 20 years of experience. As she knows what's going on, which is really wonderful.
Now, with the new residents, they're finding out what's going on.
They are. They really are. And
that's really got to be just so heartwarming to watch.
You know what I love to see? Last week they did what's called speed friending. You've seen like speed dating, speed networking. Well, they did a speed friending where a group of residents sit at a table, and I don't know how long the period of time was, a minute or two, and then they have a topic to discuss, and then they move to a different table. So they're meeting new faces and also catching up with old friends.
Oh.
And so it's really nice because the new residents have to learn 120-something people and names, and the residents that have been there are only needing to, you know, meet a handful, but it makes it nice.
It certainly does. I mean, you can say, hey, I remember you from the other night, and then you can pick up the conversation instead of just walking by feeling kind of, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Who is that person? So, and it just changes dynamics. You know, I love to see friendships form or old friendships rekindle if they worked together years ago. So it's, you know, it's just fun.
At Green Country Village, it definitely is a village. It definitely is its own community. And, you know, it is its own fun, but it's definitely not a secret. I mean, it's not like you have to have a secret handshake to come by and visit your loved ones. And also to maybe even take a tour for perhaps a loved one or maybe even yourself later on in life.
I encourage you to just stop by, even if you're not sure senior living is mm-hmm. for you. Because what I find a lot is people walk in and go, oh, this isn't at all what I thought. And what it is a lifestyle. It's an experience of senior living. If you need more care, we have assisted living and we have memory care. So you can move mm-hmm. in independently. And as your needs change, you know, we can certainly help with that.
Well, that's great. Now, the first thing you need to do is either get online or make a telephone call. If mm-hmm. you want to take a look and just take a you know, 30,000-foot view, you can do that. But the best thing to do is to come in and just witness it for yourself. Now, Casey was nice enough to give me a tour a couple months ago, and I'm still telling people about it because this is not what I expected at all.
Uh-huh.
These are vibrant, living, having fun, telling jokes, and goofing around with their friends at community. It's no different than anything else.
People are still out in Bartlesville mm-hmm. doing their volunteer church work, whatever they're doing, coming mm-hmm. back home, not having to worry about their house because we're watching out for it. And they're also being active within our community with all the activities and opportunities inside Green Country.
Oh, yeah, there's always something popping there. Your calendar is always full, and, you know, it just makes it a lot more fun. One thing that, you know, you're talking about how folks are still going out and about in the community and doing their things, it's just that your address changed, and that's it.
Right.
And at this address, you don't have to mow the yard. You don't have to scoop the snow. You know,
right.
You don't have to do that.
That's right. And on crummy days, like maybe today, If you want to stay within our community and not go outside, we've got a convenience store. We've got a hairdresser. I mean, we've got it all. It's a town. It's a village within our place.
I like your dining room, too, by the way.
Oh, it's delicious.
Whoa.
It's really good.
It is really good.
And also, if you don't like driving in the crud, we'll take you someplace, you know, weather permitting, as long as it's safe. But some people, just even with a little bit of rain or snow on the ground, they don't care to drive. And I'm one of those, but we can do that for you. So, and I just picked up, as I walked in, the cooking extravaganza that's coming in April.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be a part of that again this year.
Oh, really? Good.
Oh, it was so fun last year. It was a blast, and it was really fun to be a part. And so we're going to, I don't know what the recipe is this year, but we love being a part of the home show as well as that cooking show. So we'll see all those people out. I've got a recipe that you all are offering for the community to fill out a recipe so it can go in the cookbook. And I don't know where cereal's going to go in. I think my recipe is cereal and then ingredients. But I do know that probably a lot of our residents will have fantastic recipes to share with everyone.
That's because the residents are still able to cook in their homes in many cases. There.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, oh, so. Yeah. Full kitchens.
I've seen it. They're nice. There's nothing skinny about that.
It's a gorgeous, gorgeous place. And one thing that I'm looking forward to, we are getting ready to host a three-part series for adult children and other caregivers that are dealing with caring for seniors. Or if you just don't know what's going on in senior living trends, things like that. When is assisted living appropriate for my mom? I'm retired. What does independent living mean? I don't know all this stuff. So we're having a three-part series called Cocktails and Conversations. And the fine folks at St. Luke's Episcopal Church are hosting it for us. And so the first one is called, what is it called? It is called, What Should We Do About Care for Mom? And since my parents are of that aging population, a lot of my friends are like, I don't even know the difference between assisted living and independent living. What's home health? What's hospice? What's memory care? And so we'll be addressing those topics.
And for people our age, sometimes that could be a whole new world.
It's a brand new world. And, you know, typically our seniors know a lot of this stuff, but it's the adult children. Maybe they're coming in from out of town and need to know this information, or people within Bartlesville, you know, needing just this information, even if they don't, quote, need it yet. Mom and dad aren't quite ready for a different level of care, but they just need to be armed with this information. And that's February 27th. And then March 26th is, when is it time to consult a professional? And so we are going to have some legal and financial experts talk about the financials and legal aspects of senior living. So what's a power of attorney? What's a trust? You know, those kind of things. What do you need to have in place paperwork-wise to help your parents? So that will be very helpful for adult children, caregivers, those that are powers of attorneys, those kind of folks. And then our last one is, what if it's more than forgetfulness? Well, what if it's more than forgetfulness? The Alzheimer's Association is going to come discuss, when is it just regular age-related? I walk into a room and don't know why I'm in here. That happens to me all the time. Where are my keys? That happens to me. But when is it maybe something to be concerned about?
Well, you know, a lot of people realize that after they hit the double nickel, and sometimes you want to retrace your steps a little bit, just like you were saying. And that's really nothing to be concerned with. But doctors can really, and people that you're talking about can really divine the differences. And sometimes it's just a subtle thing. And sometimes it's a major thing, but we don't know this, but they certainly do. And this would
be a great comfort, I guess, to a lot of people just to know where they are with mom and dad.
Right. And it's really, we called it Cocktails and Conversations because we really want it to be conversational. I'll be inviting adult children whose parents live with us at Green Country.
Good.
So they can say, oh, this is when my dad decided to move into independent living, and it was all his choice. This is when we thought it was time for mom maybe to go to assisted living. She was having trouble managing her medications, and we just needed that oversight. And then somebody from memory care will be there to answer those kind of difficult personal questions.
Well, this entire series is going to be worthwhile for those of us who have parents in their senior years and are concerned about what's next.
Right.
And it's always about what's next at that stage of the game. And it's great to have an avenue by which we can gain this information, get these questions answered, and see what's appropriate for our parents.
Yep, I concur. And, you know, one thing that I would encourage anybody that is interested, you can find it on our website at www.greencountryvillage.com, the dates, the topics. But I encourage anyone to do this before you need to, before it's an emergency, because sometimes there's, you know, a fall might happen and the doctor says, I don't think it's right for them to go home. Maybe they need assisted living. That's stressful on a family. But then if you're trying to get a power of attorney, you're trying to get all the documents ready, that just compounds that stress.
It sure does. And that's not even having the conversation with your parents saying, hey, have you thought?
Right.
And usually the answer is no, and I never will.
Right, right.
And then they take a visit and they say, well, wow, why did I put this off?
Right. That happens a lot to us. Once they make that decision, they said, oh, I wish I'd have done this years ago. But we're happy to have them whenever they want to join us at Green Country Village. We have a staycation in our independent living, and that's just a 2 or 3 day stay, free of charge. The series is also free of charge.
Oh,
you
wow.
do have to call for a reservation for both places. But I encourage you all to call. We do want to be kind of the experts in the field of senior living for people that don't know where to turn. They can turn to us. Elder Care is also a great, great resource for
Right down the road.
Right down the road. So we have a great partnership with them.
Now, if people are wondering about Green Country Village Senior Living, and you tell them the address, they say, well, what? And the thing is, it is in the middle of everything. We get it's away from everything at the same time. I don't know how the folks who picked out this address did it and did it so well, because you feel like you're just out there enjoying nature, and but yet you could walk anywhere you need to go.
Right.
And you're away from noise.
It's terrific. 26 acres
right
in the middle of town across the street from Walmart. Now, Walmart wasn't built when Green Country Village was built. But Walmart is there, and we've got trees that kind of block it off, but you can also just walk right across the street.
Oh, yeah. The trees make a nice buffer. All you have to do is walk down the hill across the street. You're there.
Yep.
You know?
It's great. So 1025 Swan Drive is where we're located. And I invite you to swing by on your way to or from Walmart, or I invite you to call at 335-2086. Or you can check out our website, because that has a lot of information, a lot of pictures. You can kind of feel the lifestyle at Green Country Village.
You got the pond on there. You got the
Yep. We've got a drone went over and did a video of our pond and grounds.
That's really cool. And I got to tell you, it's really beautiful in the spring and also in the fall. But the other two seasons, they're great too as well. But it's picture card. It's a picture postcard quality type of scenery that you have there. So I want to thank you for dropping by today. And once again, the phone number?
Oh, 335-2086. Our area code's 918-335-2086 and www.greencountryvillage.com.
Casey, thank you.
Thanks. Always good to see you.